Torchlight guides shoppers along the shelves. Russia's almost nightly bombardment of Ukraine's electricity and energy infrastructure means millions of Ukrainians spend much of their daily life in the dark. Victoria is shopping with her three-year-old son, Daniel. They fled fighting near their home in the Kherson region in April.
The authorities tell us they've stabilized the electricity situation, and then there's another attack. It's been like this for the last 2 months. He's got used to the darkness, and importantly, he's not afraid. We have no choice. We have to get through this.
Emergency services battled fires across Kiev and various locations throughout the country after another Russian bombardment early Monday morning. This home was completely destroyed in a village close to Kiev by one of 30 so-called kamikaze drones the Ukrainian military says it intercepted.
We got used to what is happening. It's scary. Thoughts of possibly becoming homeless is terrifying. Everyone is scared, but we are bearing it.
Maria and Denis have to carry their 2.5-year-old son David up the stairs to their apartment on the 13th floor because electricity is down again, so the elevator doesn't work. 10 days after the invasion, as Russian forces advanced towards their apartment block in Irpin, they fled to the Netherlands and then France. They have only recently returned. Maria comforts her son in bed as she tries to send him to sleep. Denis has put plastic sheeting over the windows for additional protection against the sub-zero winter temperatures.
It's pretty hard, but we try not to complain because we think of our soldiers living in the trenches in dismal conditions. But on one occasion, we didn't have electricity for 2 days. Yes, it's cold. Sometimes the child is coughing. It's winter, but we can get through this. We wait for spring and victory.
Nearby is one of thousands of heated tents with generators put up in recent weeks, where people can get warm and charge their devices as work continues around the clock to fully restore electricity and heating across the country.
Russia's drone and missile attacks targeting Ukraine's energy infrastructure are happening with increasing frequency. And that means that many people in neighbourhoods like this one face another night without heating and in the dark. Charles Stratford, Al Jazeera, Kyiv.